Well, howdy guys. So how do you know you're living in a gynocentric society? Where femmes are deemed far more important than males are. Even though males actually built society. And keep it running. The only thing femmes build is chaos. So here's a firefighter that was a firefighter for 27 years. And was previously praised by the brigade for his bravery. But a femmon firefighter started working at the station. And here's not a surprise, she complained to her superiors that this firefighter wouldn't discipline his colleagues for using the term fireman. Of course, the femmon complained it was sexism. Of course, that's what they always use, isn't it? They always have to be the victim. So he was reprimanded by his superiors. Now, the only reason femmes are in the fire brigade nowadays is because they lowered the standards. And you don't see so many in the papers in the fire brigade now. Because after taking pictures in their uniforms, it's kind of hard work. It's the same on the building sites. You don't see many on the building sites anymore either. Because the photo op opportunity is over. Here's the fire person in question. Instead of being thankful she was allowed into the fire brigade and would want to be part of the team, she causes nothing but trouble. The same thing happens in the army too, doesn't it? And the police force. Seems they destroy everything they get involved in. Anyway, the firefighter, the male firefighter, took sick leave and then promptly resigned. So now we've lost a very good and brave, experienced firefighter and replaced it with this femon, who probably won't be in the fire brigade very long. From what I've seen, they've weakened the police force, the army, and even the fire brigade. Males throughout history have always been brave. They will make the ultimate sacrifice to save people. Then if you look throughout history, that's not the trait of a femon. Square peg, round hole. You see, femons don't want to be part of a team. They want to make it all about them. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. The scenario seems to always be the same with femons. They get into something, and they cause nothing but trouble, chaos, lies, deceit. It's no wonder men are walking away. Most of them are actually running. Then you can understand why this fireman resigned. Because this is how they treat him after 27 years of putting his life on the line. And he was reprimanded for using the wrong word. Because it hurt a femon's feelings. That isn't the fire brigade you want to be in, is it? And for whatever time I have left, I'm always going to call them firemen, okay? Anyway, you take it easy, guys.